Proclamation number 7806 of 24th of January, 1961. Joint action at the time of the Battle of Faith. And a spiritual community will form which is active in my will when the time of the Battle of Faith has come. People will come together who are of the same spirit, whose will is turned towards me and who will also confess me before the world. For these receive strength from me and cannot help but proclaim my name because they are fully permeated by my spirit, because their faith is a living one, full of power and full of strength. Therefore this time of the battle of faith need not give you, who want to be mine, cause for fear and worry, for you will be stronger than them. You will not fear them, but your courage of confession will increase, because the more eagerly you stand up for me and my kingdom, the more strength will come to you. And you will recognize each other, for love will bring you together. I myself will direct your paths and guide you so that you will find the way to each other, and you will transfer the strength within you to the other. A holy fire will glow through you, for you know what is at stake. You also know that the end is near and that my coming is also to be expected soon. And this will strengthen your courage so that you will joyfully confess that you belong to me, that you would also be willing to lay down your life if I demanded it of you. But I want to grant you my protection because I need you, because many weak souls shall still be lifted up by you, because you shall proclaim me as your divine Redeemer, whom all people need if they want to become blessed. For my adversary wants to eradicate this faith from people, that is his last aim on this earth, which he strives for and tries to achieve by brutal means. And therefore you should stand up for Jesus Christ, you should loudly confess his name before the world. And you will also be able to do so, for anyone of living faith is also strong and fearless in the face of the world. Anyone of living faith also has knowledge and can therefore also make the right decision, for he knows what hour has come. He knows that the time will come when my adversary will be bound again because he openly opposes the faith in God in Jesus Christ and thereby exceeds his authority. And therefore you humans should strive to attain a living faith. You should live a life of love which alone gives birth to living faith, and you should awaken the spiritual spark in you to life through love, which will then also give you a bright light so that you will recognize, and living faith will then also be the result of recognition. Prepare yourselves for this time, for it requires great strength from you. And therefore also request this strength beforehand, for I will bless everyone who only has the will to belong to me and to remain mine forever. He will truly then also receive the strength from me to endure until the end, and he will joyfully confess my name before the world. And he will belong to those who experience the end and whom I will rapture so that he may experience the joys of paradise on the new earth, for then all struggle will come to an end, there will be peace on earth and harmony and bliss. Amen.